Hello, friends. This is the Hidden Trick in Wrestling Today. Welcome to Hype, and I'm your host, the man that tells it like it, T-I-E, Hype P. Hype. Tonight, we have a special guest. I bet that cheap bastard didn't even bring me a gift.
My guest is the reigning WEWA World Television Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and give a nice, big, hype welcome to Mike Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
True great.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for coming.
First off, Hype, I'm not the reigning WEWA World Television Champion. I've vacated the title because I'm true greatness, and I deserve to be on top. Don't you pay attention to anything?
Well, I figured that I would do you a favor and, you know, hype you up. After seeing you wrestle, you need it. Enough of that anyway. The fans want to know what you think about the competition here in the WEWA.
You think you're pretty funny, don't you, Hype? Well, my answer to your little question is simple. I am true greatness, and I'm the most talented wrestler on this roster. You see, I have, or should have, defeated every so-called main eventer on this roster so far. Lee Real, but I kicked his ass and would have won had Ross not stuck his nose in my business. Righteous? Well, we all saw what happened there. It took us all two attacks to keep me down, and I still almost beat Rick on one leg. And Bizarre, well, he got a front row seat to the most devastating finisher in the WEWA today, the Thunderstruck, and I got the 1-2-3. So as far as the competition goes, there is no competition when it comes to true greatness.
Is that why you're not the world heavyweight champion? Why is it all you people do is cry about I should have beaten Rick Rankin, but I only had one leg or I was actually dead and I came back to life a second after the referee counted to three? Aren't you fools tired of making excuses? Don't answer that. It seems to me that you have an issue or problem with a certain wrestler. Tell the fans whom that is and what you plan to do about it.
My problem is with Rick Righteous, the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. And my problem is the fact that he's the one that always makes excuses. He knew he couldn't be true greatness, so he took the easy way out and got Bizarre to do his dirty work. And we all saw him get pinned by Parks. He wasn't kicking out no matter what he says. He's a joke at the top, and it's time that I lead a new era here in the WEWA. Rick better watch his back, because it's only a matter of time before I have that belt around my waist.
So, you mean to tell the fans and Hype that guys like Derek Parks has caused you no problems at all? Because quite frankly, I think you better worry about him rather than worry about the Messiah. Fox may want to see you, if you know what I mean.
If DCP wants true greatness, then bring it on. I'm not scared of Parks. Didn't you see what I did to him at Superstars? I kicked his ass and took his precious little title, which is exactly what I'll do to the so-called Messiah.
Yeah, I saw what you did to him. I saw what basically amounted to a cowardly sneak attack. And yes, you did happen to take his title, but you said you gave it up. I think you better keep it, because it may be a while before you ever get another belt around your waist.
Oh, so let me get this straight. Your boy Rick continues to play his little games and set up sneak attacks, and it's okay. But when someone else does it, it's cowardly. Sounds like you're either a hypocrite or an ass-kisser. Which is it? And as far as getting another belt, don't worry about that. It's only a matter of time before I have gold around my waist. I deserve it, and the fans want to see it. It's as simple as that. Just check the ratings when I wrestle.
I did check the ratings. And in spite of your nonsense, the WEWA still succeeds. No thanks to you, but thanks to the man whom you have harsh words for, our Messiah, Rick Wright. Thanks to Mr. Wright for removing the cancer from the WEWA. You're now getting an undeserved shot. Where were you when the cancer was hit? In your shell covering, hoping nobody would see you. Now that they're gone, thanks to Mr. Right Chuck, you're some tough guy. Well, I see right through you, Morrison. I see you trying to slam the name of Mr. Rick Right Chuck. Sneak attacks my ass.
You know what, Hype? You're a moron. It's as simple as that. Your IQ is at about the same level as Chris Roth. How much does Rick pay you a week to kiss his ass? The bottom line is simple, Hype. Rick and I faced each other before, and he took the simple way out. Tell Rick to meet me one-on-one, no interference, and we'll see who comes out with the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. I have the most devastating finisher in the WEWA today, the Thunderstruck, and I'll be happy to give him a front row seat. And Hype, I'll be happy to give you one too. I can't stand little kiss asses like you, and it might be time that you got your ass kicked as well.
I have insurance. I'm not scared of you. They'll pay my claim, and I'll sue your ass too. I'm Hype P. Hype. B.I. Besides, those officers behind you will arrest you if you hit me. One thing you better understand, the right move is the most devastating move in all of wrestling history. Then again, any more things that... Whatever Rick Rikers does, our World Heavyweight Champion, whatever he does is just devastating. That's why he beats you. That's why you're still making excuses, just like all the rest of them. Now, this is the time when we ask you to predict the matches for the next card. Hopefully, you'll do that right.
Hype, you uneducated moron. True greatness will enlighten you, so bring it.
First match is a Bob Wyatt match. Well, Orgy or Org, whatever the hell his name is, Lambert takes on Mike Johnson. What's your prediction?
Well, you have a guy in Mike Johnson who doesn't like to show his face very much, and that is exactly why he is not a part of the Michael Morrison True Greatness television title tournament. He's a loser and doesn't deserve to be on the same roster as True Greatness. So I'll go with Lambert as he continues to pick up momentum.
Well, okay. You went with Lambert. The next match is a non-title match between that sucker Lee Real versus Sam Nader. What's your prediction on that?
Well, it's a good thing this is a non-title match because Lee Real is the most overrated wrestler on the roster right now. Have you seen the ratings every time he's crying or whining about Madison? And Bob, well, he's about as intelligent as you are. Sam, well, this guy's crazy. Sounds like he'll do anything. And that's why he is a part of the Michael Morrison True Greatness television title tournament. So I'll go with Sam.
Next match, in my opinion, is the highlight match of the entire card. It's a non-title match between the EW.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah himself, Rick Rockchuck, versus Todd Knight. Give me a prediction, and I know what it better be.
Oh, Rick will win. I don't think there's any question about that. The big issue will be what way will he cheat to win the match. I think Knight is more talented, but when you're facing Righteous, it's going to be 2-on-1 at least. Rick doesn't have the balls to face anyone 1-on-1, so that is my choice.
You know what? The WEWA has a no-tolerance policy when it comes to drugs, so I suggest you quit and say no while you're ahead. The second to the end matches, 2 out of 3 falls, and it's the boy wonder, Daryl Bazan. He goes against Derek Cheap Shot Punk. What's your prediction on this one, sucker?
A very interesting match because it pairs two victims of true greatness at the last Superstar show. I'll go with Bazan because he has the resume and the history. DCP is a joke. He nearly destroyed the WEWA World Television Championship.
Well, I'm sorry. In front of the main event, perhaps the most boring match in the card, WEWA World Television Championship, Billy Ray against you, Mike Morrison. Go ahead and tell me that you expect to win. Go ahead.
Once again, your low IQ shines through. Hype ratings will be at an all-time high because true greatness is involved. Do you honestly think an illiterate drunk like Billy Ray has a chance against me? I don't think so. He'll get a front row seat to the Thunderstruck. I'll get the 1-2-3, and the Michael Morrison True Greatness Television title tournament will be official. It's as simple as that.
Well, Mike, I do thank you for coming on the show. I have to say it has been interesting.
Hype, the pleasure is yours.
Anyway, fans, I hope you enjoyed this segment of Hype. Until the next time, I'm Hype P. Hype, bitch. And you're not later. And remember, always, always, always worship your Messiah, Rick Wright. Because he is your only man of salvation. Amen, brother. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Quarterbag Entertainment would like to present to you the Nightmare Side Note.
As the old school BATW theme blasts through our arena, you can see the entrance way flooded with red and gold pyrotechnics exploding across the stage. As the smoke begins to clear and the crowd continues to boo, you can see Todd Knight standing in the middle of the entrance tonight. He is dressed in an oversized baggy pair of blue jeans, his white Nike socks, and a long white baggy t-shirt covered by a black leather jacket. His bald head shines in the spotlight window. Look at Knight's angry gaze. My God! He would make Donald Trump in the boardroom look like a mere kitten. On his way to the ring, he isn't even acknowledging the crowd. And I tell you something, this Todd Knight has nerves of steel.
And coming to the ring first, hailing from Austin, Texas, and weighing tonight at 220 pounds, the cruiserweight legend, BATW hardcore icon, this is simply the Nightmare, Todd Knight.
This week, I noticed the gash in the forehead of Todd Knight was still on heel. In fact, you can still see the tape over the stitches from my ringside perch. I gotta tell you something, folks. That cut is not 100% closed up. And in just a few moments, Rick Righteous will come down to the ringside area, and Todd Knight will either lay down for our World Heavyweight Champion, or his brother will be at the mercy of Mr. Batiste for the next 3 years.
This time, Mr. Righteous asks that you all stand and bow your heads in a moment of silence and respect for your Messiah. And now please rise so that the Messiah may offer a prayer for your unworthy soul.
How lucky you are that the Messiah, Rick Righteous, has decided to grace your unworthy souls with my very presence. Boo all you want, because if I decide to leave, your lives go right back to being the meaningless causes of boredom that it was before you stepped into this arena. Not your wives, parents, or children. I alone am your sole reason for living. Coming here tonight, merely shows a small tribute to the Lord of Wrestling. What the Messiah has put together, the Messiah can take apart. And what you're about to witness is the Messiah's will being done. Let us pray. Our Messiah, Rick Righteous, who blesses us with his presence on earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done all over the world. Give us this day our undeserving blessing from you, as we forgive those who trespass against you, O Lord. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the boredom, the lies, and the blasphemy that comes forward from your opponent's mouth. For thine is the world, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The entrance way is completely lit up with bright lights, and out from behind the curtain, wearing an already sequined robe, steps the champion, Rick Righteous. Over his shoulder sits the custom-made Wrestling Battle of World Heavyweight Championship belt. Oh, pyrotechnics go up and down the ramp, and what seems to be like a million sparkles of light dropping from the ceiling like raindrops. Righteous starts to take his robe off and flex in front of the crowd, but you know what? Look at that narcissist. He's putting his robe back on because he's saying that the crowd doesn't deserve to see the Messiah. You gotta admit something, folks. He is an impressive man, and he does have an Adonis-like body. Oh, look at this. I gotta tell you something. He is driving a lot of women in this area crazy. And good Lord, look at his Asian sex box tiki rubbing oil on him. Is he crazy or what? Come on, right? This is a wrestling match. This is a massage parlor. Tonight, Kiki is wearing a revealing red halter top, which exposes the cleavage from her 38 double D breast, and a short matching red skirt with thigh-high leather red boots. My God, I don't think I'm going to be standing up anytime soon. Folks, Rick Righteous knows the pay-per-view is coming up next month, and he wants to make a statement to everybody here in WWA. He wants to let everyone know that he is ready, and he is on his A-game for whoever Mr. Mateen puts in front of him. But with Mr. Mateen practically guaranteeing victory here tonight, I'm not sure how Rick Righteous is going to make a statement or how he's going to make that happen in this match. Rick Righteous wants a clean win. He doesn't want any help from anybody, and that includes Mr. Mateen. And I don't think it's a secret to anyone that Rick Righteous is absolutely obsessed with this match and winning this match in a dominant fashion.
He is accompanied to the ring by his very sexy valet, Kiki. Ladies and gentlemen, we request at this time that you all stop standing and get on your knees once again and bow down to your Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing tonight at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and is the most decorated man in professional wrestling history. A former World Tag Team Champion, World Television Champion, International Champion, and multi-time World Heavyweight Champion. He has broken all the rules and broken all the records. He has the longest WWA eWrestling.org heavyweight title reign today. He is the undisputed eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the living legend that doesn't like you and doesn't need you, introducing the one and only True Messiah Pro Wrestling, the one and only
walking up to the ref. Oh my God! Did Knight just smack the referee in the face? The man is looks confused. Todd Knight just smacked him again. I don't think Righteous even knows what's going on since he's still talking to Kiki and his back. Jesus Christ! Knight just spit in the referee's face, and the man in stripes has had it up. He's calling for the belt. Righteous is completely confused. He just turned around to begin the match. And why is Todd Knight leaving? Michael Stumper is entering the ring again. And did Knight just get himself disqualified?
Ladies and gentlemen, because Todd Knight struck the referee, he has been disqualified. four winners without five disqualification, the Messiah, Red Righteous.
Can you believe it? Todd Knight, he threw the match. I guess he technically did what Mr. Mateen wanted. I mean, Knight is laughing all the way up the aisle. I don't even think he cared about this match. Rick Righteous is furious inside the ring.
Uh-oh.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. You knew Mr. Mateen was going to have an answer to what Todd Knight just did. Well, let's go to the Ovaltron.
Congratulations on doing what I asked, son. You indeed did throw the mat, but you didn't lay down for Rick Righteous, now did you, son? Now, since you decided to change the rules on me, I'm going to change the rules on you. Now this match is going to continue, Mr. Knight. It's going to continue into a no disqualification bout. And Rick, I hate to inform you, boy, but since I'm a man of my word, I'm living up to Todd Knight's bargain with me. Todd, you get your brother's contract. And this match is now for the e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. So, Todd, there's your title shot. Now, if you want to go blow by hitting the referee again, well, son, that's your call.
I don't believe it, folks. Todd Knight is going to get a chance to wrestle for the world title in a no DQ match, and Knight is now charging back into the ring. I don't blame him. Sliding under the bottom ropes, the referee calls for the bell, and it's Righteous versus Knight for the World Heavyweight Championship. And here we go! Both men now cautiously circling, charging in like a wild bull comes right in. Oh. But Knight is quick to go low with a drop kick to the ankle that takes the world champion down in brutal fashion. Oh. Hobbling upright, Todd Knight charges in, but Righteous has a one-legged shoulder block, pulling Knight back to his feet. Rick pushes him into the corner of the ring with a thud and barreling forward. Righteous just walks right into a spinning leg whip. The champion staggers upwards, but Knight connects with that second drop kick, but this time it's to the head. Counting the world heavyweight champion, Todd Knight slams his face into Rick Righteous's jaw over and over and over again. Knight speeds up the tempo of this match by tossing Righteous into the turnbuckle and rotating it around. Practically knocks the lip right off of Righteous with an awesome karate roundhouse. The champion falls flat on his back and using the ropes as a trampoline. Oh, Knight just missed a springboard somersault, landing right on the back of his head. Todd Knight looks to be in pain and rolling to his side. Righteous adds insult to injury with a nasty punch to the jawline. From his knees, Rick delivers a pair of forearms to the back of Knight's head, and this is not where Todd Knight needs to be. Reverse chinlock by the world champion slows down the pace, and with Todd Knight grounded, the world heavyweight champion is like a kid in a candy shop. Pulling back on the chin while driving his knee into the spine of Todd Knight, the cruiserweight legend reaches out for the rope. Can he get it? Can he get it? Yes, he's got the nylon, and the referee is now telling Rick Righteous to break the hold. With Todd Knight still on the ground, Righteous gets to his feet and immediately begins to stomp down on Todd Knight. Hammer-like forearms following, folks. Rick Righteous is now imposing his will on Todd Knight. No, Knight is fighting back. Righteous begins the assault with a nasty headbutt. Off the canvas and into the ropes with a hard Irish whip by Righteous. Oh, no, it's reversed by Knight, and here comes the champion off the nylon with the head of steam. The world heavyweight champion goes high, but Knight goes low and up and over. Oh, over the top rope and down onto the small mat, courtesy of a back body drop goes Rick Righteous with a thud. And I think Rick Righteous might have injured his knee. Todd Knight's not waiting for an invitation, and he's going up to the top rope. Arching backwards, Knight can enter the suicide puncher. And listen to this crowd erupt. What athleticism from Todd Knight. Knight now tosses two chairs into the ring and rolling Rick under the bottom rope. Knight is slow to follow, giving Rick time to retrieve one of the chairs. Oh, Knight, he was just off by a step. Both men have chairs and they're squaring off and they're engaging in a steel chair. Both chairs collide with neither man giving way. They swing again. Oh, the vibration just knocked the chair from Todd Knight's hands and right to the chair shot from hell. Bust Todd Knight wide open for a second week in a row and hooking legs. Rick Knight just has this one. One, two, three. No kick out by Todd Knight. And this one's going to continue, folks. Four grounded punches following, showing his frustration. demonstration with the resiliency of Todd Knight. You can see the injured world heavyweight champion now placing chairs in the corner of the ring. One on top of the other. What could he be doing? I really don't know, folks. But pulling Knight to his feet right just sends him into the ropes. And here comes the challenger on the rebound. Oh, belly to belly suplex onto the steel chair. And Todd Knight's done. One, two, three. I don't believe it. Todd Knight kicked out. And this match is going to continue. I can't believe it. Todd Knight kicked out. I'll say it again. Righteous now pounds the canvas and joining the turnbuckle. He's telling the entire crowd here in the Phillips Arena that he's going to powerbomb Todd Knight off the top turnbuckle and down onto the chairs. Righteous has had a car wreck. That's too dangerous. You can't do that move. Where's the security right now? Knight is quick to rake the eyes and follow with a hard uppercut. Todd Knight is hurt, but that's not stopping him from fighting through this pain. Up onto the top ropes and scissoring the head of the world champion. Cover combo on a head over heels and down goes Rick Righteous in extreme agony. Blood on his back. Quick cover. One, two, three. Righteous manages to get his shoulders up in time. And this one's going to continue. Both men are hurt and both men are now struggling for control over the dented chair. Righteous wins the battle. Oh, what the hell? Sam Nettis is heading towards the ring. Righteous sees the evil one and spinning around on one knee. Oh, he just cracks Sam Nettis right in the crown of his head. Toppling Sam from the square circle. And look at this. Todd Knight is up and he's got the steel chair. He's begging Rick Righteous to turn around, and as the champion staggers towards Knight, Knight misses with a wild clothesline from hell. Boots to the stomach of Knight. Right moves started by Righteous. One, two, three. Righteous has once again defended his world heavyweight championship, and as it stands right now, it's going to be Real versus Righteous for the world heavyweight championship at Changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're a winner of the... Oh, my God!
Manis from the side with a donkey punch on the world heavyweight champion and plowing forward with a wild clothesline. Rick ducks the move. Righteous clamps on his massive arms around Manis and twisting back to drill Sam Manis onto the steel chairs with an awesome belly-to-belly. Righteous gives Sam the bad mouth and picking up the chair. He's telling Manis that it's time to go to school. Reaching back with all the intensity and the Todd Knight from behind with a chair shot of his own on Rick Righteous and the world heavyweight champion just crumbled onto the logo. Knight throws the chair down in frustration and he's going up to the top rope. No, he's coming back down and he's picking up the steel chair and he's holding it to the crowd. Knight ascends the turnbuckles and sweeping into the air. Steel chair, Knight time finisher across the face of Rick Righteous and folks, the world heavyweight champion is gushing blood. WWE security fronts the ring forcing Knight into a corner. And my God, did you hear that chair crack against the face of Rick Righteous? Todd Knight is screaming in the corner and he wants to rip Righteous head to toe from limb to limb. But folks, we are out of time right now. We need to go to another commercial break. But when we return, it's going to be Daryl Bazal taking on Derek Parks in a 2 out of 3 falls contest. And we'll see you right after this commercial message. My God, how many guys is it going to take to hold back Todd Knight?
I see the devil.